It's my privilege to pay a tribute to the founders of the Pennsylvania German Folklore Society of Ontario. It is indeed fitting at this celebration of the Pennsylvania Germans coming to Canada that we give recognition to a group of men and women who, through their foresight and perseverance, have continued to keep alive the culture, traditions, and precepts of our early pioneers through this society. I would like to pay tribute to Dr. Mabel Denham, who they tell us started it all with the Trail of the Conestoga, to Dr. Arthur Grafe, who was so bona fide that he followed the same trail as our pioneers did, he to seek out the people who left Pennsylvania to come to Canada and to learn what became of them. While here, his path crossed with that of Dr. G. Elmer Raymond, who became to realize that one could take pride in his Pennsylvania ancestry, and so he learned to discover himself. He picked up the torch Dr. Grafe had lit and started out with writing, results, The Trail of the Black Walnut. He also inspired others, and with his organizational abilities, was instrumental with them in organizing the first Pennsylvania German Folklore Society in October 1951. Dr. Riemann was our first president and Mr. Lorne Weaver our first secretary. We all know that alle Anfang ist schwer, and for those who didn't understand, it means each beginning is heavy. However, they persevered, and that is why we have the privilege of being here tonight. A new society needed projects for promotion and also finance, so they produced 1,000 china plates, of which we are all very justly proud. These depicted the areas pioneered by the Pennsylvania Germans, and it doesn't just mean here in Waterloo County, parts of Vineland and York are also included in this. They were soon sold out, so they produced 12,000 more with cups and saucers. These too are sold and have become collector's items. This group instigated a trek to Pennsylvania by Conestoga wagon and team as goodwill promotion. There has been constant visiting exchange between our areas and those in Pennsylvania, thus keeping alive our ties with that which, for a short time, was our homeland. Incidentally, there are 2 busloads coming from there for the Maple Syrup Festival, and our chorus will join them for a dinner. To those of our chapter who dedicated their time and effort through those early years, to Dr. and Mrs. Riemann, and Mrs. Riemann, I'm sorry to say, couldn't be with us tonight. She had an accident. She had intended to be here. Mr. and Mrs. Lorne Weaver, Mr. and Mrs. Fred Snyder, Mr. and Mrs. Allison Weaver, Mr. and Mrs. Milton Good, Dr. and Mrs. Norman High, and others of our chapter, plus those from the other chapters of York and Vineland, I would like to pay tribute at this time. Thank you.